This is Arkansas Roots. Going back to 1963 for that recording of the then Arkansas State College Marching Indian Football Band and the male chorus, that of course, the fight song here at Arkansas State University. I'm Marty Scarborough with you for today's Arkansas Roots, and we start with that particular piece of music, not only because of the Arkansas connections, ASC students at the time featured on that recording, but there's a new recording that's going to be a part of Arkansas State University history in the future. It had its debut on a couple of radio stations here in town this past Friday. The video was seen at the basketball game this past Saturday, and it's now available for a download and watching on a variety of places, YouTube among them. And here to talk with me about this new piece of music associated with Arkansas State University is one of the gentlemen behind it who helped to facilitate and make it happen. And that's the director of choral activities here at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, Dr. Dale Miller. So, Dale, I'm not exactly sure where to start, but tell us a little bit about this project and this new piece of music that's been written for Arkansas State University. How did this project get started?
Well, at the first home football game last fall of 2013, Chancellor Hudson and I were visiting in the ASU faculty and staff tent. You know, it was our special day, so that we got to come and have a meal on the university, so to speak. And Dr. Hudson and I were visiting about a project that he had thought about for a while and thought that the choir would be a good group to involve in this project. And so I'm very interested in anything that any administrator has that they think the choir would be good at, mm-hmm. because I think the choir is pretty good. I mean, they're great kids, and they are up for a challenge and very creative. So this seemed like it was just right up their alley.
So what exactly was Dr. Hudson proposing?
Well, it was kind of in the early stages at that point, not quite as early a stage as I had thought at that point, but he was looking to develop some kind of a video or a song or something to show that the students, academic students, students that are involved in different organizations and all the different sports teams are all Red Wolves.
Okay. So Dr. Hudson had the idea for the song.
Right.
Where did it go from there?
Well, he was working on getting some recording studio space and some other things lined up, and he wanted me to find out if I had students that would be interested in participating in this. And we have vocal scholarships because at some point in the past, Mr. Minx, Mr. Skoog got it straightened out with whoever was the chief executive officer, chief academic officer of the university or the college at that time, that when the president needed a choir, he'd have one. And we have band scholarships because when the president wanted a band for on a football field, we have marching band scholarships. And they're gracious to us to let us divide it any way we want to so that we can help recruit music majors with that money. We can recruit just bandsmen or just choir folks with that money. And so my students are well aware that whenever the chancellor wants a choir, there's a choir. And so we stand ready to sing at football games. We sing at the chancellor's cabinet meeting a year or two ago. We'll sing anywhere the chancellor asks us to sing. And we're happy to do that because we are rewarded in tuition grants to do those kinds of things.
And I'm guessing this is probably the most unusual or the first time this particular scenario has come about when the chancellor's asked you to sing. This is unlike any other time you've been asked to sing before.
This is unique in my experience, I can promise you. Yes, the chancellor said that he had a song that he had thought about, and this was back in September. Mm-hmm. Along about November, he contacted me, and he had a demo and some ideas for lyrics. And he said, you know, I want you to get started on this. And I said, yes, sir, we'll get started on it. And so I began to work with the chamber singers. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you don't think of the chamber singers who specialize in 16th century music being a group that would do a backup on a kind of a spirit song like this. But they are brilliantly talented kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so once I began to lay it out for them and play the chancellor's idea, you know, he'd gotten a band together and he had provided us with melody and like I said, lyrics and places where he'd like for us to think of something different to do. And so we did.
Well, let's take a listen right now to the finished product.
Okay.
It's a song called Red Wolves Rising by, it's being billed as Hefe and the Howlettes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the world premiere, at least, or the KASU premiere of Red Wolves Rising by Hefe and the Howlettes.
Yes.
And here to talk with me a little bit more about that is Dr. Dale Miller, who's director of choral activities here at Arkansas State University. And if this was television, people would see how you were beaming with pride at listening to that, knowing that it was many Arkansas State students who were involved in that particular recording and production.
Absolutely. You know, from our chief officer, Chancellor Hudson, all the way through the chamber singers that were involved in it. This is an Arkansas roots kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
The background parts were not there. Our students made those up. And we worked on it in class a few times and said, well, what do we want to do here? And we don't want to do the same thing here. So they came up with different things, you know, and I had some ideas, but most of the time I just kind of stood back and let them go with it and, you know, helped them with, you know, okay, when you're working on this harmony part, let's put this note in the chord, right? And basically that's what I did, was kind of shepherd them through the creative process.
Well, and you did a great job, and it's a unique piece of music. Glad to get the chance to talk to you about
yeah.
it here on Arkansas Roots, because it fits, again, just so perfectly with what we're doing here on the radio and showcasing the immense talent, not just here at Arkansas State University, but from all around the state.
Yeah, well, we're excited to be involved in it, and excited to be involved in the rollout for the basketball game, and appreciate the Chancellor for giving us this opportunity.
Again, this is Arkansas Roots on KASU.